What we will be doing is continuing the working groups, continuing those efforts, refining that work, but starting to very specifically leverage work that's being completed in the broader community that'll satisfy those requirements. And by leveraging, I mean identifying those efforts that have already been completed or underway, figure out how that matches our own efforts. But what we will be doing over the comment period between now and the first quarter of next calendar year is, based on the feedback we get, then revising our plan, assessing our progress, and replanning.
If I'm a program manager, if I'm a business person and I'm looking at this, or even if I'm a CIO, even though this is draft, there are definitely usable pieces to it that I can put into place or start at least using as I consider the move to the cloud. Can you talk a little bit about what are maybe some pieces that can be used immediately?
We are also calling for, in Volume 2, some very specific tasks and activities that are underway now. First of all, we've asked industry to map their services against the reference architecture. That alone will make it easier for agencies to compare the products that they're procuring. We are continuing to expand the target use cases to share that information, and we will be developing those 12 generic scenarios that are outlined in the working document, technical considerations, and walking through step by step with agencies to see how their business cases map to those cases and what technical information they need to look at as they make those decisions.
NIST just released the Cloud Computing Technology Roadmap. Give me the 50,000-foot view. What's the point of it? Why is this important to the government's cloud computing effort?
The purpose of a roadmap, any roadmap, and there are many in the cloud space, is basically to define the priorities, the steps that you need to take to get from where you are to where you want to be. And in this case, where we want to be is accelerated U.S. government deployment of cloud computing.
A lot of agencies are already jumping in, and Director Gallagher of NIST talked about how you kind of are changing the tires of the bus as it's running. There's plenty of analogies we've heard. How does this fit into to help agencies move forward with cloud, even though some of them are already moving forward with cloud?
One of the main accomplishments that we've completed over the last year in developing the roadmap is to really go in and assess the degree to which interoperability, portability, and security requirements are in place, the degree to which the standards, guidance, and technology is mature to separate fact from fiction so that we can have a clearly identified set of priorities and be able to focus our efforts going forward, and also so that we have a more definitive, granular discussion with industry to sort of get to the next level of detail.
If I'm an agency person, if I'm a CIO, if I'm in the IT community in the federal government, what are some of the highlights that you'd point me toward if I was looking at this roadmap?
If you're thinking about deployment, the second volume of the roadmap, useful information for adopters, is defined exactly and developed for that purpose. Whereas Volume 1 is really strategic, long-term, Volume 2 summarizes all the technical work that's been completed over the last year. And there's also a working document, the technical considerations for cloud deployment, that maps that technical work against the federal cloud computing strategy and the decision framework that was laid out by OMB. So it sort of marries policy and the technical work that's out there to help those making decisions.
So this roadmap is actually three pieces, is that correct? So it has that high level, the implementation, and then it has, what's the third piece?
The roadmap in its final form will be a 3-volume special publication. 2 were issued, and that was the high priority requirements for cloud computing, the strategic piece, then useful information for cloud adopters, which is really both strategic and tactical. And then the third document, which is under development, is technical guidance for U.S. government agencies deploying cloud. And that is the most tactical portion of it. The point I would make there is that one of the reasons it's a working document is that it's dependent on the Volume 2 work, and also it really needs involvement with agencies and industries and an operational perspective to be complete.
Was this written with the CIO, the IT people in mind, or was this written for both IT people and the business people?
Well, that's exactly why we have three volumes. Okay, volume one is strategic. It's for policymakers, anyone interested in the NIST Cloud Computing Program and the roadmap. Volume two is really for those making decisions about deploying cloud with the technical work. And then again, the volume that's under development, technical considerations, that one is really for the U.S. government space because it's focused on the federal cloud computing strategy and that technical work.
NIST took a really big collaborative approach to developing these guidances. There was something like three public meetings. It was 1,500 people took part in those public meetings, and you're still not done. What is happening next? You're looking at comments through the end of November, and then what happens?
Just to summarize the collaborative effort, we had four outreach events over the last year. Each one were well attended, where we launched the roadmap, launched public working groups, and of course are issuing the draft for public comment. We had five working groups. Each one has hundreds of members, registered members. We have thousands of touch points with individuals and organizations through our outreach. And we have a federal cloud computing standards and technology working group, which was established under the auspices of the CIO Council. That represents 30 agencies. The steps forward, and we're going to be rolling out our timeline for the next phase of the program, and we're going to be explaining how the strategy and approach that we've been using to date is going to be expanded to focus on priority action plans, which are a way for us to leverage the work outside more explicitly so that we're not duplicating effort.